So this is De Bello Gallico, chapter 6 of book 1. So you start with Erant Omnino Eterna Duo. So there were, in all, two routes. Quibus Eternibus, by which routes, domo exire possent, they could depart from home. Unum per sequanos, one through the sequani, angustum et difficile, narrow and difficult, inter montum Iorum et flumen Rodanum, between the Jura mountain and the Rhone river, vix quae singulae cari ducerentur, by which scarcely one wagon at a time could be led, or you could say where carts were driven or were led with difficulty one at a time. Mons altum altissimus impendebat, but a very tall mountain was looming above, was overhanging, ut per pochi, so that very few facile possent could easily prohibere, prevent passage, prevent them. Alterum per provinciam nostrum, another through our province, muta facilius, much easier, atque expeditius, and more unimpeded or freer from obstacles. Propteria quod, because inter fines, between the territories of the Helvetii and the Allobroges, qui nuper pacati erant, who recently had been subdued, Rodanus fluit, the Rhone River flows, isque, and it, transitur, is crossed, non nullus locus, in several places, vado, by a ford, so very, very shallow place. Extremum opidum Allobrogium est, so I would say actually start with Geneva. So Geneva is the furthest settlement of the Allobroges, and it is proximum finibus, and closest, next to the territory of the Helvetii. Ex eo opido, pons pertinent, and from this town a bridge extends to the Helvetians, or towards the Helvetians. Okay, the next part, you got to go all the way down to estimabant, and they were reckoning, then go back up to say that they, well, persuasurus, that they either were going to persuade the Allobroges, because non dum bono animo in populo Romanum viderentur, because they did not yet appear, they did not yet seem, in good mind towards the Roman people, or, well, quacturus vi, or they were going to compel them by force, ut paterentur, to allow them, eos, ire, to go, per suos fines, through their own territories. Omnibus rebus paratis, with all things having been prepared, ad perfectionem, for the departure, diem dicunt, they set a day, quae die, on which day, omnes coveniat, everyone should gather, ad ripa modani, at the bank of the Rhone. Eesties erat, so this day was, and you got the five there, so the fifth day before the calends of April. Then you got Pisone Gabinio Consulibus, when Piso and Gabinius were consuls. All right, so that is all of chapter 6. The next audiobook will be chapter 7. And all of these, the calends of April, you have to remember that the calends would be the first day. So there was the calends, the ides, and the nones, and we will review those, and that'll help you be able to pick up those dates a little bit better.